Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey guys, this is Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules, and I want to invite you to the party I'm throwing every week, my new podcast, Shenanigans. I'm going to be getting into some crazy conversations with friends like my first guest, Ariana Madix. We're cranking it up to 11, playing games, telling juicy stories, and holding nothing back as we get into some Sheena-level nanigans. That's why it's called Shenanigans, duh. So download new episodes every Tuesday starting March 6th on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the
end. Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Woohoo! Day after the Oscars.
Oh, I know. I need Advil. It's not because I'm hungover. It's because I got a fucking headache from my daughter. Thank you.
Good opening for a parenting show.
I know, right?
At least we're honest.
Well, what can I say? She's preteen.
Okay. Oh, my God. Sadie cried all morning that she was sick, but she couldn't come up with good enough symptoms for me. And I had that horrible, like, oh, my God. Elvie stayed home. Elvie stayed home because she was – all right, we'll get into that in a minute. Let's talk about care.com.
Okay.
Really fast. Well, 60 seconds fast.
Speaking of kids, you need somebody to watch them?
You know what? Do yourself a favor and get a babysitter now and again. You
yes.
know, go out with your husband or your significant other, or your wife, or whatever the hell you're up to.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
And
with some reliable childcare.
Right.
And you know where you can find that?
Care.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That not only have childcare, but they have, you could take, oh, thank you. Thank you, Kaylin, for my Motrin. You can have them go get you Motrin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can do errands. They can de-stress your life. They can watch your parents, take care of your parents, take care of your pets. They have, help you clean the house, help you organize the house. I mean, it's genius, actually.
Yeah, you can access background checks, reviews, articles, get tips from other parents. Everything is all there at care.com. I mean, it's very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I've used
them.
Jinx.
Jinx, yum and coke.
I really have. And listen, getting started is really easy. You just sign up for free as a basic member and you can post a job. You can, that
look
means you can post like, hey, I need
somebody.
A babysitter and mm-hmm. people will apply. And I've done it and you get really great people. And you know where you can get people? In your neighborhood.
Yeah.
So you don't have to deal with those people that are like, I don't mind driving 50 miles. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, I can just get the next applicant who lives like a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do it. Care.com.
Okay.
Also.
Do they put in a promo code? No. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I thought it was just one page.
Do your New York accent.
I'm sorry, guys. Oh, I don't know what
I'm
doing.
There you go.
There you go. All right. If you want to save 30% off a care.com premium membership, visit care.com/loud when you subscribe. All right?
Uh-huh.
You're going to save 30% off of your care.com premium membership.
Nice. Nice. See? We're a one-stop
shop.
That's
a long, long ad. And all you
right.
know what? While we're at it, I'm going to give you one more.
Okay.
Are you looking for some clothes?
Oh, my God.
You don't want to pay retail.
Yes. Yes.
Or even some other things.
That you don't want to pay? Nobody ever wants to pay retail.
Who wants to pay retail? You don't. Well, listen, you know how I'm always talking about how I get stuff that's pre-owned
mm-hmm.
and I love it?
Mm-hmm.
And you get like 90% off?
Yes.
If you don't mind getting something pre-owned, but that's even in good shape?
Yeah.
Well, at swap.com, you can get pre-owned stuff. It's like a big, humongous consignment thrift store
mm-hmm.
for women, men, and children. You can also get stuff that's new, just that somebody might have bought but never wore, so it still has the tags on.
Right.
And that will have the little acronym NWT, which stands mm-hmm. for new with tags.
Oh, I was going to say, Stephanie, slow down now.
Poor Lynette has a headache.
Yeah.
Listen, especially with kids' clothes, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
if you're going to spend all your money, if you have kids, buying them brand new clothes.
Yes.
They don't need new clothes. Half the time, they're going to grow out of it in like, you know, a month.
Right.
And you're not even going to have gotten to wear it yet. Mm-hmm. So why not buy somebody else's stuff or sell your own stuff?
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
That's another genius.
You're welcome. Listen, if you want to buy some stuff, here's how to get 40% off of your first order. Go to swap.com and use the promo code FCOL40. The 40 stands for 40% off. Okay? And the discounts are going to run through March 31st, so hurry up and go to swap.com today. Some item exclusions may apply.
Nice.
Yeah.
So,
tell me everything. Spill it, girl.
All right. Well, I guess I didn't tell you this, but so Adam, you know, is writing for the Oscars again this year. And, okay. And I got an email from him, and I still never know if I'm going until the last minute. He's got a big family. He's got a big staff.
Jimmy does?
Yeah, Jimmy. So I never think, you know, I mean, he's got writers that – he's got a big staff of writers who have wives and significant others and husbands.
I thought you knew you were going because weren't we talking about what you were going to wear?
Well, this year I found out more – well, it was. We always assume this. Well, always this year, I assumed I was going because last year I went, but I didn't know for sure.
Right.
Until I got an email like a week ago that said from Adam that said because Jimmy's so thoughtful, which he is, he got you a ticket and he got Natalia a ticket because Natalia has been asking since last year, and she asked him Jimmy like at Christmas time, like she said. Hey, if you're hosting again, maybe if you got a couple tickets for me and Olivia, you could throw.
Olivia, too?
Exactly. No. But, like, yeah, me and my friend Olivia, we would just die. Like, you know, she didn't really think. And he remembered. He remembered that. Like, it never got brought up again. And Adam said to him, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, she wanted to go. Didn't she want? She asked me, like at Christmas time. And even last year, I remember her asking. She's been asking. And she's been asking Adam. And Adam has, like, joked around, I guess, on the podcast about her asking. And he listens to the podcast.
He does?
Yeah. I know. Isn't it crazy?
With all his extra time?
Right. I know. He does. Like, Adam was saying something about Jimmy's sister. I'm sorry. Jimmy's wife's sister, Kelly, how great she is. And like the next day he got an email. It's like Molly really loved and Kelly really liked what you said about, you know, whatever. No, just like, you know, he'll say to Adam, that was really funny, blah, 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 whatever. So he does. And so he said, like, yeah, no, I know she wanted to go. So he got Natalia a ticket. And I thought that was really sweet on one hand. But on the other hand, like, I do know that there's people that really want to go at the wives of writers and husbands. Well, I like a couple of them I can think of that really would like to go.
Yeah, but they're not Jimmy's best friend.
I get it.
You're friends with him.
But I know, but like family.
Natalia's like his niece.
I know, but I think that's so sweet. But I feel a little like, I felt like a little, like when I saw the cousins last night, I was like a little nervous. Like, oh, are they going to go? Like, she got a ticket? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe not.
Whatever.
I mean, they're very
sweet.
It's not
their business.
I know. And they're the greatest family in the whole world. His parents are just the most, they like, you know, go see Adam in Phoenix.
Adam was one of the writers on the show.
Yeah,
it's
I
not
know.
Like, it's not like he was – it's not like Adam had nothing to do with it
no,
and you
I get
were
it.
Just trying to, like, ask Jimmy for favors.
No, I get it. He had a parking spot at Hollywood Highlands. Adam Carolla took a picture of it. So anyway, so the plan was Adam has to go to the theater early in the morning and just stay there. He can't leave. And then so Natalia and I got ready together. So Sunny, and people are like, what about Sunny? I'm like, well, you know, and that's not always even Steven all the time. Why does everybody, you know, just because she gets one, so, and Sunny didn't ask. Sunny doesn't care. Sunny went to go see Black Panther with Jensen. He was fine. So,
but there wasn't a ticket for Olivia.
No.
he kind of I was going like, to say, because that would kind of suck if Olivia got a ticket and you didn't bring Sonny.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think he would have gotten Olivia. Like, here's one for Natalia and for, you know. No, he got it for Natalia because she wanted to go and he knew how much she wanted to go. So
got it.
Sonny doesn't really.
Did she lose her shit when she found out she was going?
Oh, my God. And don't think I held that over her head for a week going, oh, you want to go to the Oscars? Knock that attitude down, you know.
Right.
Or I'll give that ticket to Sonny or somebody. I'll take her.
Right.
She's nice.
Right.
Me. A little Sharmuta. So, no, we had such – we had such a great time, but, like, getting ready, I had the makeup girl come. Jody was so excited. My girlfriend Jody, she was, like, beside herself. She's like, I'm sorry. I just – like, that morning she found out Natalia was going, and she was like, I have to come over. It was – it's Natalia's first Oscar. Like, I have to – she loves Natalia, and she's like, I got to watch her get all dressed up and, like
– By the way, I'm trying to imagine Sadie – and I bet you Sadie would be like so super excited, but I bet you halfway through the Oscars she'd be like, "How much longer is
yeah,
it?"
Yeah, exactly. I was like, "You, I know you, I know she's gonna." I didn't say it to her, but I said to Jody, "You know she's gonna be bored." Jody, both of us said at the same time, "She's gonna be like, how much longer do we have to go?"
Yeah, yeah.
While like someone like Sunny would just sit there and be patient.
So would yeah, Xander. but Xander not, would ask like actually pertinent questions.
Yes.
He'd be like, "So the editors,
right?"
So they like he'd ask questions, and uh-huh. Sadie would just be like.
No, I did
snacks?
Think, I did, yes.
Can I get another hot cocoa?
She was so excited when I found her cookies. There was a snack box under our seats last night.
All right, but back up.
Okay.
Okay, so you got the makeup. So was she excited all day?
She was excited all week, and I told
and
her.
What about a dress? Did you have to go get her a dress?
Well, she already had a dress that she bought for some fancy little thing that her and her girls did for charity a couple weeks ago. But it wasn't that fancy. And I wasn't a big fan of it, and the dress I was going to wear wasn't even that fancy. And luckily, like, I had to go buy her shoes the night before. Well, I ended up, like, at Macy's going, oh, I should try that dress on. And all that. You're right. Like, some of my friends were like, that's not a dressy enough dress for the Oscars, my dress.
Right.
And I was like, they're right. So I tried on all these dresses. I found the dress that I got was at Macy's, and I got her shoes. But the dress that she wore, so I wanted her, she actually fit in the dress I was going to wear, which was dressy enough for her, for a little girl. And I thought it was so cute on her. And Jody and I and Olga were like, oh, my God, that looks so good. But it's had lace up, you know, on the sleeves.
Right.
And she's like, it's so uncomfortable. I feel like I'm choking, you know, like came up to the neckline with lace. And she just wasn't. She had it on for a little while. She really liked the way it looked. But she thought to herself, I ain't going to be sitting in this thing all night. I'm going to kill myself.
She just doesn't get being a woman.
That's what I said. I said, if you want to be beautiful.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable.
It right. No.
That's not how it works.
And so she went back to her dress, which was fine. It was boring, but it was cute. It was, you know, and she's like, I'm a little kid. Who cares? I was all right.
makes a good point.
It's true. And then the girl came, did our makeup and did her hair and makeup and then called the Uber, and the Uber came. And then by the time we got in the Uber, she was already tired. She was, like, yawning, and she was over me. I was taking pictures and selfies, and she was like, stop. You're being cringy. Stop. You're being cringy. I was like, you're being cringy. How about that?
My kids tell me I'm cringy a lot.
All the time. That's all they – you're cringy. Stop.
Cringy is, like, the new moded.
I know.
In a way.
It
I
is.
Mean, it means something different,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Right.
I'm not that dumb.
Yeah.
I'm not that cringy that I don't know the difference between cringy and moded. But it has the similar, like,
yes.
If somebody was to say to you, that's cringy, you'd mm-hmm. feel the same amount mm-hmm. of burnt as
right.
you would if somebody was like, moded.
Right. Exactly. And then they have the nerve to go, Mom, do you even know what cringy means? I wanted to backhand both
yeah.
of them. Kabam, kabam.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me? So we were in the car, and then we get there, and then now she's excited, and you get to walk the red carpet.
Did you Uber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We got in the Uber. We got there pretty quick. I remember last year taking so long, but I was by myself last year. And we got on the red carpet, but then there's
so did you get to be dropped off right in front?
Yeah, they drop you off right there. Everybody that goes to the show gets dropped off on the red carpet, and they get to walk down the red carpet to go in, except
– even just all the regular guests?
Yes. All the regular guests.
Because there's not really a lot of regular guests, are there?
No, there are, because the whole state – I mean, it's just that whole theater, I'm pretty sure, goes down the red carpet. But there's a difference. There's a red carpet, and then there's the red carpet. Like – If you're the publicist, you get dropped off at the red carpet. But if you're a publicist or somebody with a celebrity, like Matthew McConaughey was in front of us, and I kept going, Natalia, there's your guy. Because she always goes, she said to me a long time ago, you know that guy who's in the commercial who's like, and then she imitates him like, yeah, you ever drive through the country? You know, that he
right.
does that car commercial.
Right.
And then now she knows who he is. Like, all right, all right. And I go, Natalia, there he is. There's your guy. And she's like, all right, you told me that 10 times. Stop. I was like, God dang. So I go, but we're not in. So we got out behind him, and then he gets led to a line where you go, and they announce like, okay, Matthew McConaughey, and then the whole crowd. Then there's a stadium of people behind you,
right?
And they're all clapping, and the spectators.
Did you get groped by Ryan Seacrest?
No, I did not.
Darn it!
I didn't even see him. Was he there?
Yeah, they still let him come, even though.
Yeah. So, I mean, so we're behind him. He goes one way. He goes down the red carpet. And then they're like, you're in. And then I tell Natalia, I go, we're in the wrong line, Natalia. These are for celebrities. They're announcing him. They're not going to announce me and you.
Right.
And she's like, just let's stay in this line anyways. And I go, okay, but do you really want to do the walk of shame where they reject you and have you turn around? Because a lot of people are doing that. And I immediately knew. Us normal folk go this way. The celebrities go that way.
Right.
And she's like, just let's try. And then this woman heard us and she goes, I think she was a publicist. She's like, I've seen a couple people already try and they get rejected. You might want to just go. And I was like, see? And she's like, okay. So we go. But it's still the same because you're right on the red carpet and you're like, the fans are going crazy behind you. And you can stand and watch. They move it along. But you can stand and watch. Like she's looking to see. She wants to see Zendaya, and Tom Collins, some kid actor. What was he in?
The one from Call Me by My Name. Call Me by Your Name.
Maybe he was in that, but no, he's in a movie that they love.
Lady Bird.
No, he was in some. I think it was some Marvel movie because Sonny was like, "Oh, him."
Tom Holland?
Yeah, him.
Spider-Man.
There you go. Yeah. See? Some Marvel movie.
I'm so far off. That was really cringy of me.
I know. See?
So cringy.
You're lucky.
Lady Bird. What?
Lady Bird.
Call Me by Your Name.
Yeah, that's the movie that Sonny is like dying to meet. Oh, my God. So, see how bad? By the way, some of the dresses I have.
Sonny's like, I love that guy. You know the movie where the kid, he falls in love with the older guy. It's like such a great love story. Ugh, love it.
Sonny can't even understand. I watched The Shape of Water with Sonny, okay? But we only got through like the first half hour because it got boring for him. But I was into it. But if you remember, did you see the movie?
I did not see the movie. But she really falls in love with like a sea creature? A fish creature?
Yes. It's weird, but you can kind of see it. And I wanted to watch it unfold. I was into it. And he was like, this is really boring. And
it's no E.T.
It's no E.T. But but in the beginning of the movie, she gets in the bathtub. She's deaf.
Okay.
No, she's not deaf. She's a mute. She doesn't talk. She does sign language. She gets in the bathtub and
does she talk at the end? Spoiler alert.
I have no idea. I didn't see the end.
Oh.
I don't know. Right, okay. I don't know what happens. She could turn it into a fish. I have no clue. So she gets in the bathtub. She starts jacking off in the bathtub. Like she starts masturbating.
I heard about that.
Yeah. And she does it twice in the first half hour.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they show her routine every morning. The alarm clock goes off. She gets dressed. She gets her little hard-boiled egg. She gets in the bathtub. She jacks off. She gets up. She gets to work. And then the next scene again, then she has her scene. Then the next scene again, the next morning, she gets up, she jacks up. And I'm like, Sonny's like, what is she doing? I'm like, oh my God. Because at first she gets undressed, and so he covers his eyes. And then he's like, is it done? And then you can hear, like, she's like jacking off in the bed. And he's like, what's going on? I go, just nothing. Hoping that I'm never going to have to do this again. And sure enough, 7 minutes later, it happens again. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, you're right. It is boring. Let's turn it off. Forget it. She falls in love with the fish. That's it. I have no idea where the fish came from. I don't know anything.
How did that win Best Picture?
I don't know,
such
but it was
odd.
I think it was. I think it's a really good movie.
Also, the lady
really
who falls in love with the fish, really skinny.
Yeah,
what was
all
happening?
Very skinny.
No, but she was like way anorexic skinny.
Yeah,
like she looked like she was going to be hospitalized any day.
Yeah.
Maybe probably. She's actually sick.
I don't know.
I mean, she looked like she weighed like 73 pounds. Did you see her? She was wearing like that silver dress and it just looked like a
like it was
falling
hanging.
Off of her. Yeah.
Same with the lady bird girl, right?
Oh.
She looked like she was wrapped in a bed sheet and tied in a bow in the back.
I didn't see her coming in.
I didn't like her dress that much, but people were like, oh, I love her dress.
Oh, what's her name? Looked gorgeous. Red dress. One best supporting actress.
Allison Janney. Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. She looked pretty.
Yeah. This morning we were watching the highlights with Sunny, like I always do, like the Today Show, and they showed. So we watched ABC, and then we watched Today Show, and Sunny watched the Best Actress speech, Frances McDormand. And by the second time of watching them replay it,
she came off like a cuckoo bird, right?
Sunny was like, she scares me, Mom.
Everybody was so inspired, but I was like, she looks like she might have to
sedated
yes. and brought out on a stretcher.
Yeah. And did you see afterwards how she like barged in on Allison Janney's interview with Lara Spencer?
No.
Like, after they come off stage, they get interviewed by Lara Spencer, and she's doing her interview with Allison Janney. And then she comes in, and she has like a drink in her hand of tequila. And she goes, it's tequila. And she gives it to Allison Janney and makes her sip it, like drink it. And she's like, you're going to need it. And then she like left, like took off. Then she lost her Oscar somewhere at Hollywood and Highland. Because you got to all – everybody after the show, they get in the elevators and they go to the governor's ball, which Natalia and I got to go to too.
Oh, my God. All right. Take us back. Go back.
Okay.
Okay. So you get there. You walk in.
Yeah. We're behind
now. You go find your seats. You're seated behind Matthew McConaughey?
No. We get out of the car behind him. We go down the – but we got to stay on the red carpet for a while. She saw some of her celebrities that she wanted to see. I don't know who anybody is. Then we go in and then we go get our seats. And we're sitting with Jimmy's sister, Jill, which I felt bad too because we were like in the – mezzanine level. And Jill last year, she was like in fourth row. I don't know what happened. I don't know. But I think it's because she had a date this year. Last year she didn't. That's probably why. But anyway. But we had good seats and we could see everything great. And we were so excited. Like, you know, it's exciting. They're okay, 10 minutes to showtime. And then it's like 30 seconds.
Did you get to see Jimmy beforehand?
No. Last year I did. Last year I got to go into the dressing room and say hi to Adam. But because I have Natalia with me, it just was too much. So – and she don't want to go to the dressing room and see Dad. She wants to, like, be out in action.
Right.
So – but we're like, sitting there and it's, like, 10 seconds to showtime. And she's like, Jimmy must be so nervous. And we were just, like, so excited. And then, you know, he comes out and he does his thing. And I think he did a great job. I think he killed it. I thought he was really funny. Did you see when he took everybody across the street?
Oh, yeah. Like, I watched the whole thing because I was like, you know what? I feel like last year I didn't watch, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch the whole thing so that anything that you want to bring up, I'm going to be like, I watched it.
Thank you. You did send me that text. I did see it in the middle of the whole Kasha yesterday. I'm going to watch the whole thing. But yeah, I think he did. I think he did a great job. But what are people saying? Anybody say anything?
I honestly swear to God, I don't know. Yeah. What are people saying, Kaylin? Do you know?
Nothing too out of the ordinary. I haven't really seen anything yet that was too.
I mean,
too
I don't think
there.
He was too risky, but
from what I saw on both the GMA and the Today Show, everybody said he did a great job considering he had to walk the fine line. It was the first Oscars post.
I think that was hard
Weinstein.
To do.
Yeah, that's hard.
I loved his joke about the thing about
the statue.
About agents.
Oh, which one? Which one was that?
How did it go?
It was talking about how Mark Wahlberg and I forget the woman who starred alongside him in All the Money in the World had to come back for the reshoots, and Mark Wahlberg got paid like $1.5 million.
Yeah.
And the girl got paid per diem. So she just got paid like the cash they give you.
Right.
But the funny thing was that they both are represented by the same agency.
Oh, yeah.
So he says, if you can't trust your agents, I mean, who can you trust?
He was like, I mean, what's happening? I mean, if you can't trust agents.
That's right.
That was really funny. His timing was really funny because the way he said it, he just goes, he just let people get the joke.
Right.
Like he just waited.
Right. And then I loved when he said something like, this is leave it to Hollywood to something about the only guys you can date now are fishes.
Oh, yeah.
Fish monsters.
Yeah.
I have two waters. Anyway.
I brought you one too this morning.
You. Thank you.
Thought you might need one.
Thank you.
All right. So you go, you take your seat. Then there's snacks under your seat.
There was a box. So she got a little hungry, and I knew that there was cookies out in the lobby. So, oh, then I went out in the lobby to go find her cookies, and I ran into Elizabeth Moss, who I love because I watched The Handmaid's Tale, which I tell everybody it's such a great show. And when I saw her, all I could think about is her getting her head bashed in by that Mrs. Waterford in The Handmaid's Tale. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. And Mad Men, hello. So – and she was just standing right there. It was not a lot of people were around. Like, there's the lobby. You can go out and you can get a drink at the bar. You can't bring anything in. But so I'm looking for cookies. I see her. And then I told her how much I love her. And I said, can I like, geek out and take a selfie?
You know she's a Scientologist, right?
Yeah. I said, what do you want me to do? Ask her. Like, what the fuck are you thinking,
ask
bitch?
Her if you could come to a Scientology meeting.
Oh, okay. Next time.
You know, just be like, can I get your number? I'm super interested in Scientology.
Okay. Then she'd be like,
she'd be like, oh, really? What's your name?
She could not have been nicer. She's like, thank you so much. That really means a lot. I really appreciate it. I took a picture with her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. And then I sent it to Melissa, who was down down below, like up front. Because Melissa's
Did you take a selfie or did you ask someone to take a picture with you?
I took a selfie with her.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's really sweet. Yeah. And and then I got cookies for her, and we really sat and watched the whole show, and she didn't really get that bored. She was into it, and she was taking pictures and stuff like that because they let you take pictures. I mean, nobody's going to kick you out, but and talking to people around us, and the people in our lane, in our aisle, were nice. They were friends of a friend's, and we had a good time. And then the governor's ball.
Okay, so it ends.
Yeah. And then – so you can go to – then you just walk and – all right. So here's where she starts to get cringy. So now she's like, Mom, I need to meet Zendaya. And I'm like, oh, you'll see her. It's all fine. You'll find her. Whatever. But my feet are killing me, and we're walking up escalators, and then that happened. Okay, then so we go inside. We sit. We find the table, and it's Jimmy Kimmel's table. Is our table? And she was like, "Mom, look whose seat you're sitting at." It says Jimmy Kimmel. Because I was starving. I knew he wasn't coming anytime soon.
Right.
So I was eating the pot pies and all the like. So the food was really good. Jimmy's parents were like sitting across from me, and I was talking to them, and I'm having a good time talking to everybody because I've been with her all night.
Right.
And so I'm having a champagne, and then finally, and then Natalia's like, Mom, can we please? And I go, she goes, I'm going to go walk around. Now she's mad at me. I'm going to go walk around. I go,
fine.
Well, at a governor's ball, go ahead. And then she turns around, and there they are. The two people she wanted to meet right behind her, right behind our table, standing up talking. And she went up. She had the balls to go up and talk to them. And Zendaya said, you want to take a picture? And she was like, for sure. She's like, she's so tall, plus her heels. So I had to take two pictures. And I have a picture. I have her pictures in her Instagram. Whatever. So she takes a picture with her. Then she picked, and then, of course, she tags her at Zendaya. And then she takes a picture with Tom Collins, whoever the Superman dude is. And then she's like, Mom, guess who? I was so happy for her. I was so happy. And then Adam came out, and she's like hugging Adam. And then she was like, come on, Daddy, let's go meet more famous people. And he's like, oh, hold on, Princess. Slow your roll. I got to eat. Daddy hasn't eaten all day. So then I never got a picture with Adam. I forgot to get a picture with Adam. I didn't get a good picture of my dress, which I'm really upset about. So now I'm going to have to put it back on before my tan fades and take a picture because I love the dress. It was half – the arm was half out, you know. It's one of those dresses.
Yeah.
Every picture shows my arm that's covered. So you don't get to see the prettiness of the dress.
Oh.
And even dumb Jody, who took the pictures of me and Jody with me and Natalia before we left, they're all like with the sleeve down. You can't – anyway, it really irritated me. I didn't get a good picture with me and Adam. But I got lots of pictures with Natalia, and that's all that counts, really. Except for me in that dress. But anyway.
So did you meet any more people?
I didn't
Did Jimmy ever show up at the table?
No. And they were all starting to go because Jimmy was hosting the party. Well, he had to go to Vanity Fair party. And then
What happened last year. And Adam went with him last year, right?
Yes.
So did that happen again?
Yeah. Adam left. And I was fine. And he was like, if you want. And Olga said, she's like, I can meet you and pick up Natalia. And it's still pretty early, you know, because the show's over by 8 o'clock and some change. So now we're at the governor's ball. Now it's like 8:39. Now like coming on 10 o'clock, everybody's leaving to go to Jimmy's party. And
at Vanity Fair.
I guess if it's at maybe it's Vanity Fair or maybe it's someplace else. I don't know. But I know he was hosting a party where his Aunt Fran and everybody else could go to. Like everybody that didn't get tickets to the show, they all go to the party. But I didn't go to the party.
He's such a family guy, that guy.
I know. It's so cute.
That's so sweet. I mean, he's so not Hollywood. Most people would be like, just go to the Vanity Fair and all the big parties, right?
No, yeah, right. No, he's got to get Aunt Fran and Uncle Vinny and
was it like at a restaurant or something?
I have no idea.
So what did Adam do? Did he go?
Yeah, and then he left his car at Hollywood and Highland for me to drive home. And that's when trouble started because then I got kind of lost. I couldn't find – he told us – and Natalia's really good with directions and she's like pinching. Oh, she was periscoping, which I didn't even know she knew how to do. And
I didn't even know it was still around.
That's still a thing. I know. And I'm like, are you periscoping? And she's like, get – so she's like walking away. I have a video of that too. She's walking away and then I'm like videotaping myself talking because I was going to send it to Jody.
Oh, because he had that parking space.
Yeah, right. Okay. I took a picture of his parking space. So anyway, and she comes back over and she kept pinching me like, stop. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm talking to the camera just like you're walking around talking into your camera, except I'm not periscoping. What is this, 2008? Like, that's so over.
So cringy.
Yeah, periscope. Have you ever heard of, what's the other thing now? What's the thing they all do? Oh, yeah, Facebook Live. Okay. I Facebook Live every week. Okay. That's the thing to do. Anyway, and so she comes over and she keeps pinching me. And I go, okay, Natalia, where did Daddy say? He said, she's like, level two. So the elevator opens and it's filled with people. And inside the elevator, the kids watched Get Out and they loved it. And we watched it like three times over one weekend. And the main guy's in there. And then there's also another guy from Get Out that was in there. They were both in there. But they were in there, but they were packed like sardines in there.
Right, right.
And they were with the guy that won Best Screenplay that had the – what's his name? And he had his Oscar in his hand. So the door opens. I see the Oscar in his hand, and they all look at me and Natalia, and they go, we can make room? And I was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. And Natalia starts pinching me. I'm like, ow. And she's like, oh, my God. And I go, it's okay. And the doors start closing. I go, okay, bye. Everybody was nearly there. She goes, Mom, did you see who was in the elevator? Did you see it was – what's his name? And I go, I didn't see what's his name. I did see the guy that won Best Screenplay and I was in his Oscar. And she goes, no, he was in there, the main guy. And I was like, oh,
Jordan
man.
Peele?
Yeah, and Jordan Peele won. He wrote it. But right. she's talking about the what is his name? The main guy. The guy that's crying in the commercials for the promos. He's the main dude. He's the guy that's dating the date that, you know.
Talking about the actor?
Yeah, the actor.
In Get Out?
Yes.
Daniel Kaluuya?
Thank you. Daniel Kaluuya. That guy. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Got it.
And so he's in the elevator. And then she, as the elevator door closes, she goes, it was the main guy. And I go, well, why didn't you tell me? And she goes, oh, my God. She goes, I elbowed you 10 times. And I go, Natalia, you've been elbowing me 10 times all night. How am I supposed to know? I thought I was just being cringy.
Right.
You got to give me a different kind of elbow when it's somebody like, you know, you're trying to signal me, like, get in the elevator. Like,
right.
And she's like, oh, my God, Mom, jeez. And then she goes, let's wait for the next elevator.
She's such a teenager.
She is. And then Sonny's not like that at all. So it's hard for me, you know, I know they're two different people, Betsy Brown Braun, but it's hard, you know. And I know they're a boy and a girl and they're different, but – it's like Sonny would never pinch me or like elbow. He never does that. He lets me hug and kiss him after a basketball game in front of all his friends, in front of a stadium of people. Yeah. He doesn't care. I'm sure he kind of cares. But
honestly, LB, who's 13, mm-hmm. going on 14, mm-hmm. not like that either.
Yeah.
She last night she was like, Mom, I was watching the Oscars
mm-hmm.
and from my house. My living room.
In your pajamas.
Big chair. Sweatpants. Probably what I'm wearing right now. I'm living the life, Lynette. Pretty much wearing probably this shirt and these sweats. Yeah. And LB was like, can I sit with you? We're on a chair. Mm-hmm. Like, so I moved over. I was like, of course. And she came in and put her arm around me and like mm-hmm. cuddled with me. And mm-hmm. I was like, wow, my 13-year-old is cuddling with me to watch TV.
Oh, isn't that cute? But then you get like elbowed in the ribs 10 times and pinched by your other kid. And it's like, Really? And so, and then I get irritated. So then we're both bickering, like, where, just tell me where to go. Where's the car again? Because dad, Adam told her, and I was paying attention.
Right.
Like, I never do. And she's like, level two. And the keys are on the tire. I'm like, I got that part. And she goes, this way. And then she goes, but wait, Mom, let's wait and see who comes in the next elevator. I go, okay. Okay. So we stand there. We're waiting for the elevator. Elevator opens, and there's like, four old people, like, on vacation, because there's a hotel there.
Right.
They're just like going from dinner to back to their hotel, and they're like, "Hey, you want to get?" And we're like, "No, we're fine. we'll wait." So we took the escalator. But anyway, it was. She's a pain in the butt, but she was fine. We had a great time. We really did, and we got home, and I was excited to see Eddie Vedder. That was somebody I really wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he ain't going to no governor's ball. I don't think. He might have, but I didn't think he was going to be there. But I was excited to see him, like, from far away, play.
Now, did any of Adam's jokes make it in?
I have no idea. Because last year I helped with him and I helped him type. I did a little typing for him this year, but not really. And I have no idea. I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
So I have sort of a little bit of, like, writer gossip.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to do it on Patreon. Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
You know what? I'm trying to be really disciplined because what's been going on with you,
mm-hmm.
and just in general.
You don't want to be a me too?
I just, it's not really like the Radiohead story. It's more like it would get back to the person. Mm-hmm. And it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But it's just something kind of funny that I need to tell you.
Okay.
That I don't mind telling you on air to our Patreon supporters.
Okay.
Because it's kind of annoying.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, did he enjoy the process of writing?
He enjoyed all of it. He loved it. And couldn't have came at, like, this other thing that we're doing now, which I'll talk about probably on the next show, but the whole Times Square thing.
Uh-huh.
Campaign has to start, like, as of yesterday. Like, it should have started already, but we haven't done anything. So now we're going right into something, that project that we have to work on and get done, like, I have to do. But it was – he enjoyed it. He always enjoys it. And he was all smiles, and he was so happy afterwards, and I was so proud of him. And his cousin Sal, too, he was a writer on the show last night, and saw him, gave him a big hug, told him a good job. I love seeing those guys. You know, I mean, a lot of those guys I've known since Man Show days. Like, the guy that we talked about, the Clubfoot.
Yeah.
Rick Ross. But he didn't write. I don't think he was there last night. But Tony Barbieri. There was a lot of guys that.
Right.
I'm just so
happy.
You mean
Rick Rosner?
Rick Rosner, yeah.
Yeah.
Just so happy to see those guys, like, go from Man Show writers
I love the cha-cha-cha story.
And Daniel Callison. Hey, ha-cha-cha. Danny Two Sheets. Some girl at work. And he was
I just can't imagine getting in trouble for that.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, we're going to need to talk to you in human resources, HR.
Yes.
Yeah, so did you say ha-cha-cha to somebody? Ha-cha-cha? What does that mean?
And he's like, I don't even know. With who? Because that's how he talks. He's
right.
Like, hey, buddy. Hey, ha-cha-cha. Danny Two Sheets Kellison said that to a girl
honestly,
at work.
Honestly, like, you can't.
Got in trouble. But then he named his company after Ha-Cha-Cha Productions.
I love that so much. Mm-hmm. I just feel like as a woman
uh-huh.
Who's all about, like, equality and mm-hmm. all that. Mm-hmm. But if we get to a point where you can't joke around with somebody and go, ha-cha, like, hey,
yeah.
Ha-Cha-Cha. Like,
yeah.
I do that to guys all the time.
I know.
Like, how come... it sounds terrible, and I get it that there's an inequality. And listen, mm-hmm. I'll be the first person to call out racism.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I will.
Yeah.
But men and women just honestly joking around with each other, there's such a difference. And when we start lumping it together, start going like, oh, my God, I'm so disrespected right now. Somebody said, hey, ha-cha-cha.
Right.
Like, when you can't see that that's just kind of funny.
Oh, my God, no. That girl had no personality. None.
That's the thing. It's like,
that's why she worked in business affairs.
that just sucks that you have to be accused of, like, sexual harassment for that.
I know.
When Ryan Seacrest is like practically, you know, he's
grabbing
women's vaginas.
Really?
Yeah, his stylist says that, and she has her story corroborated.
Oh.
Yeah, by other people, that he was grabbing at her and trying to hug her and shove his erect penis into her.
Ew.
And, yeah.
What's with all that?
And trying to invite, constantly asking if she could come by his, like, hotel room or his house or to, like, special favors and, you know. And she was a single mom who loved that schedule, like, was, mm-hmm. like, it was the perfect job for her. She was making good money and being able to, like, pick up her kid every day. It was, like, from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. But she had to put up with that slob.
Ugh. Hmm. He was dating that sweet little...
Juliana Howe?
Yeah.
Huff?
Who's Adam's...
Huff? Yeah.
Who's Adam's dance partner on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, she won like 3 years in a row, and the fourth year was her last year, and that was with Adam. They lost. She quit.
How far did he make
it? She was already done before that. He left in the sixth round, I think. You know what Cousin
That's
Sal
not bad.
Did to... You know what Cousin Sal did to...
What? You can't tell?
I think I can tell.
Tell us.
What time is it? All right. Okay. To Jeff Ross. You don't know that? I never
no.
told the story.
Oh, my God. I can't
it's
wait.
It's a great story.
Okay.
So in the early days with Dancing with the Stars, I don't know if they still do it, but whoever gets kicked off would go, like in the first couple seasons, they would go to Kimmel that night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sal is a writer. Cousin Sal, who's very big on pranking people, is a writer on Kimmel. And so they would know who got kicked off like a couple hours before showtime because they had to. They needed to know who their guest is. Jimmy needed to prepare. So
a couple hours before it's live.
Right, right.
Because the show's pre-taped. No, didn't they start being live?
You mean Kimmel?
No, the Dancing with the Stars. Was it ever live?
No, it was pre-taped.
Okay.
And then Jimmy tapes a show. So they would tape it. And then Jimmy tape. Anyway, there's a lag time in between. So
okay.
So Jeff Ross was on Dancing with the Stars. And he said to Sal, listen, you know, he's like, that's right. He goes, you guys are going to know if I ever get kicked off before I know. So you got to let me know.
Wait, but it doesn't – so it's not happening in real time? Not that it's live, but I mean they're not basing it on the scores of that day? Like the judges have already predetermined
it.
Who's going to be leaving?
No, they tape it and then they add up the scores and then that taping, somebody gets the boot, right? And then that's at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then they got to go to Kimmel at 5.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it happens – I mean, in person, they don't know they're getting the boot. They do their dance, and then they add up the scores, and then they go, tonight, one of you are leaving, and it's going to be so-and-so, right?
Okay.
So then they let Kimmel know who it is. Okay. So you see what I mean?
Yeah. So it's a small lag time.
Right. It's only a couple hours. But they do. They get to know. Oh, I see what you're saying. Wait a minute. How does that work? No, you're right. That it's the night before. They tally up the votes. People calling in or voting.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I mean? So
okay.
they'll know. They know. The producers know who's going to go.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what's happening. All right.
So it's like American Idol.
Yeah.
Like they already knew it from the votes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because people have to call in and vote for your favorite.
For some reason, I was thinking that it was the judges.
Know,
just the judges determine. But you're right.
You're right. Yeah,
votes.
People are calling. Okay.
Okay.
So Jeff Ross goes, and he's like really best, like good friends with Sal. And he's like, dude, that's right. You're going to know before me if I'm going to get the boot. So I don't want to look up. And he was in love with like his dancer. He had like a huge crush on her.
Uh-huh.
And he would. He made like Sal all knowing like he's not going to do it. But he's like, yeah, OK. All right. I'll do it. I'll tell you. I'll let you know. No problem. I'll tell you if you're safe or not. So every week, you know, he'd go, Sal, you know, he'd go, you're safe. You're safe. Whatever. Then the week he finds out it's Jeff Ross, that Jeff's going to get the boot tonight.
Right.
So he's doing so Jeff's up there and he's dancing his heart out and he's doing his thing and before the taping because they know before the taping. So he calls Sal and Sal's like, buddy, you're safe. You're fine. So he gets up there and he tells his dancer, he's like, I got an inside in on at ABC. He's gonna let me know if I'm safe or not. So we're fine. Every week he's like, we're fine. He lasted like 4 weeks. So they're up there. And if you watch the video, I don't know if it's on YouTube still or what, but they'll go, and one of you is leaving, Tom Bergeron's, one of you is leaving tonight. And there's like two teams left, and right, Jeff right. Ross and so-and-so. Right. And Jeff Ross was never in the bottom two. I think it was like the first time. And he's all confidence, and he's telling his partner, totally, we're fine. Don't worry about it. We're fine. And the one that's going home tonight is Jeff Ross and so-and-so and Slavanka, whatever. And uh-huh. He's just like, the look on his face, he did not speak to Sal for a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He would not. He wrote about it in his book. He was like, fuck him. The king of all roasts, the roast master,
right.
could not even take. He was so infuriated.
Oh,
he
my
would
God.
Not. He wouldn't go to Kimmel on Sundays to watch football. If Sal's going to be there, I'm not coming.
What a baby.
He was told. Jeff Ross is very sensitive. And Sal's like, come on. Even Adam was on morning radio, and Adam tried to get them to, like, you know, Sal, like, Jeff was on the show, and he was like, come on, I'm going to make you guys get back together. And, like, Sal call in and go, come on, buddy. It was just a joke. And he's like, fuck you. Fuck you. You could have told me. You knew I could. I told her we were safe. It wasn't just me. It was another girl was involved. Her feelings. She, you know. And he wouldn't talk to her for like a year and a half. And then on Football Sunday one day, Jimmy invites Tom Cruise to Football Sunday. And Cruise, who doesn't watch football, Adam says, like, he shows up at 4:30 going, all right, guys, let's watch the game. And it's like, everybody knows, like, at 4:30 on a Sunday, the games are all over. They're like, the late games, like, you know, already started and
right.
it's going into overtime. If
right.
You know, he's like, let's watch some football. He brought his mom. And they tell, I don't know how it came up, but they told Tom Cruise that the feud. This time, now, Jeff Ross is there. He just ignores Sal. Sal, like, fucks with them, but he just ignores him. Like, fuck you. He won't, like, talk to him. He brought the two of them together. He goes, now, listen, you two. Everybody, like, crowded around in the living room. And, like, and Tom was like, now, Sal, can you apologize to your friend, Jeff Ross, for screwing you over? I'm sorry, pal. I'm sorry. Again, for the 18,000th time. I've told him I was sorry. And then Jeff's like, and then, Jeff, can you please accept your pal, your good friend? Not my good friend. He's not my good friend anymore. He's not my good friend. Hasn't been anymore since that day he made that phone call. He hasn't been my good friend. What good friend? What kind of good friend does that to a good friend? Okay, I understand. But can you accept his apology? He's like, we'll see. We'll see. And then they've been friends ever since. This is so stupid.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. That's Sal, the king of all pranks.
I need to be best friends with Jimmy Kimmel. How do I make that? Kaylin, can you, like, is there, like, a call you could make?
I know a few people.
Who do we talk to?
Oh, who are we talking about on Facebook to get?
Patton Oswalt.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's like, didn't you say you post? I saw your post. Like, who do we reach out?
Yeah, I was like, who has a connection?
Yeah. I'm like, Mike August is friends with him. Like,
oh, they're friends?
Yeah. He knows.
Oh, yeah. I love Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. Adam does too.
I know him from a long time ago.
Like, yeah.
From stand-up days.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice guy.
Great guy. He did our charity, my charity event. I asked.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, long time ago.
For oh, I remember that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That Sarah did and like...
Shakespeare Festival. Yeah.
Oh.
Sarah didn't do it. It was Bob Saget, Jeff Ross, and Patton Oswalt.
Oh.
And Jay Leno. Jimmy wasn't very happy about that, but...
Did Jimmy do it?
Jimmy was out of town.
Oh.
We asked Jimmy to do it before Jay Leno.
By the way, in case you're wondering, mm-hmm. Okay, so, and Lynette and I have not spoken about this
mm-hmm.
since we posted about it, but we heard you guys about our live show.
Yes.
We heard that a lot of you moms can't get out midweek, and we were so flattered that a lot of you want to fly in.
I know.
Or drive for a long time. So we're going to work it out to do it on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It might be because we would like to do it at Cobbs. Mm-hmm. And Cobbs does have an option, because I saw that another podcast does their show at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, like before their regular night. That could be perfect for us.
Right.
So the guy who's working it out for us, Patrick, is working on getting us a date on a Saturday. If it's not Cobbs, then we'll do another venue on a Saturday. We understand that you guys need it to not be midweek, and we want our first live show to be great.
Absolutely. And I did see, almost every post was like, bummer, Wednesday?
Huh. Yeah.
I'll try, but I don't know. And like a lot of them are like, I'm out. I can't do it.
Well, it's for you guys.
Right.
So if most of you can't come, what's the point of
exactly?
Or if it's just going to be a huge pain in the ass, like if you're like, all right, I'll do it, but it's mm-mm. like,
no,
we don't live there,
right?
So we're coming there. We want it to be at a time that you can all make it.
Yeah.
So we're working that out.
Yes. That was my evening.
That sounds really fun.
It was fun.
You know, every evening's going to have some good and some bad.
Yes. I got bruised by my daughter.
Yeah. And your feet probably still hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because women, man, we have to, wear high heels.
I know.
I just, honestly, I think I've hit the stage in my life where I'm just going to wear air soles.
I know. And you know what? I bought Natalia air soles, patent leather air soles with a little heel. And her feet were still killing her.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to wear heels.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, wearing heels on an escalator, I've never worn a long gown except for my wedding day. I had a long gown on. It was a little too long. And a little couple of glasses of champagne. And you're going down an escalator. That's a recipe for fucking going down hard.
Yeah.
And it almost happened once or twice. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm never wearing a long dress again. People are stepping on it. But it was fine.
Was there any, before we wrap, was there any gossip from the governor's ball? Did you see anybody acting a fool?
Other than my daughter or me arguing, waiting for the next escalator for somebody to show up.
All right. So it was mellow.
It was a great time. It was a night that I hope Natalia will never – I know she will never forget.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We had a nice time together.
Remember when I did the Kids' Choice Awards?
Yeah.
And I got to bring LB?
Yes.
That was really fun for her.
It's so special to be able to do that for your kid. It really is.
She loved it.
Yeah.
And meeting celebrities, and that was pretty funny back then.
Yeah.
Remember I told you that I knew Kevin Hart from
– Oh, yeah.
Because LB went to preschool with his kids back when he was married to Tori,
who
was my friend.
Uh-huh.
So then I was like, hey, Kevin. And he gave me that oh, yeah, I know you.
Know you.
Yeah. And then LB was saying hi to his daughter because his kids were there. And but then he was like, okay, that's enough. Because then I was like, take a picture with me. Because these people wouldn't take my picture. They're like, who?
I know. And
they made me walk. They didn't make me, but they were like, they wanted me to walk the orange carpet.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the Nickelodeon, so it's orange.
Right.
And I walked in. I told you, the people would all lift their cameras, and then they'd see me, and they'd be like, oh. And they put their cameras down. So I was like, well, how am I going to get a little love?
I know. Take a picture with me.
Yeah. So I was like, well, oh, now I'm standing with Kevin Hart. Oh, now you want to take my picture. Yeah, but we don't want to interview you. Nobody wanted to interview me. Some Russian newspaper, remember, was like,
ridiculous. Okay. You were a late night talk show host.
I know, but it was new to the whole, this was the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah.
The kids didn't give a flying fuck about the nighttime parenting program.
Yeah, I know.
They'd never heard of it.
But Nickelodeon, they should have made, publicist should have made sure.
It wasn't very well publicized, as you know. Mm-hmm. I did have a publicist with me, yes, but what could they do? They can't break the arms of the people that are writing stuff. They're like, hey, do you want to meet Stephanie?
Right.
And they're like, okay, for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody had heard of me. It was just kind of funny. Nobody really wanted pictures.
Aww.
I know.
Olga's like, Elvie's like, I'll take your picture, mommy.
But Elvie was still thrilled.
Yeah.
I mean, because she was like 9.
Yeah.
I think she was 8 the first year and then 9.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in hog heaven. And we met Christina Milian or somebody.
Right.
I was like, I didn't even know who these people were.
Me
but
too,
Elvie was like, oh, that's so-and-so from such-and-such. And she was excited.
Yeah. I know. That's the best. It really was.
And then we met this kid. Do I remember this in the green room? I was in the green room, but there were really no celebrities there. But there was a kid who had done a pilot, which is now like a big show that's called like Ricky Dicky and Ricky Dicky, Timmy and Don, or I don't know, something like that.
Ricky Moriarty?
No.
Okay.
No, it's literally called like Ricky Dicky, it all rhymes.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a show that's on Nickelodeon. Now it's been on for a couple of years. But when the day that we were doing the awards show, they had only made a pilot. You know what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Nicky, Ricky, Dicky, and Don.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Ricky, Nicky, Dicky, and Don. So we're in the little green room, and this young boy comes walking up to Elby, and he's like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. What's your name? And she's like, Elby. And he was so precocious. It was ridiculous.
Just like,
he was
precocious
just so like
word.
A little man.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's nice to meet you. And he's like, are you on with a show or whatever? And she's like, no, my mom hosts a show. And he was like, oh, how nice.
Yeah.
I'm on a show. I did a show called Ricky, Dicky, Ticky, and Tobby. and we made a pilot. And we're hoping we're going to find out if it gets picked up. And Elby was like, oh, that's cool.
So
and
coached they, like, up by his parents. Yeah, like, anybody you talk to, you are nice to everybody.
Yeah.
You never know who you're talking to.
Exactly. But it was funny because then the show got picked up. And,
yeah.
And Elby was always like, oh, there's that kid that like
hit on me.
Yeah. Basically.
That's so cute. That's cute.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was really cute. Anyway, let's tell you guys about Havenly.
Yeah.
And next on Friday, I'm going to – I've been forgetting to tell you this for week after week. I'm going to tell you about the commercial audition I went on.
You've been forgetting? How dare you?
Remember I went on a commercial audition? For I'll tell you on
no,
Friday.
No, you said you were going to go on auditions.
Yeah, and then I said I went on one and I have a good story for you. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
So Havenly Interior Intervention. I know, I just made that sound kind of like scary, but it's great. It's actually, Havenly is the most delightful way to design spaces in your home on any budget. You can partner with an interior designer to create a beautiful design based on your unique style and space. And then you can buy what you love directly through Havenly's platform with access to hundreds of retailers and the guaranteed best prices. So
brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know how badly I need an interior designer.
Yeah. Yeah, you still do.
Yeah, because I've been saying I'm going to buy a couch for like three years at least. But you know what? Havenly is going to make it easy and affordable to actually do it. The team of designers works with you online to design the living space of your dreams, whether it's a guest room, a family room, a kitchen, whether you need a couch, because everyone deserves a great living space. So turn your Pinterest board into reality by trying Havenly today. You can visit Havenly.com/FCOL and get 25% off your design package. That's Havenly.com/FCOL for 25% off your design package. Havenly.com/FCOL.
Nice.
Patreon kicking ass.
Yes, it is.
And
juicy story.
I'm going to dish a little. This week.
I can't wait.
Comes out every Wednesday. If you're a $5 a month subscriber, you will get access to our new bonus episodes plus all the back ones. You can go back and listen to every episode and hear all the dirt.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Yeah.
You join now. We got like 2 years worth now of like 30-minute shows every single week. You can go back and just pick the ones you want. I don't always describe them that well because I want to keep them secret and I don't want people Googling it.
Right. Smart.
You know? I just kind of give you a little hint. Anyway, if you want to do $50 a month, well, you know what? We're filled up on $50 a month subscriptions. So you can't do $50 a month right now. But if you really want a shout out for your business, and then just keep checking back.
Okay.
And when it says it's available, right now it says it's sold out but when it says it's available, people drop out.
Okay.
But right now we've got Michelle McKibben, who's a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. And you can email her at mckibben.michelle@yahoo.com or call her at 707-208-8302. We've got Tori Harrell, and she does Young Living Essential Oils. They're top of the line because of their unique seed-to-seal process. And you can find out how to ditch the toxic chemicals in your home and live a more natural life by going to myyl.com/naturallyharrell, H-A-R-R-E-L-L. Letty Molina, our girl, she does HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L-Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A. People oftentimes come to Facebook and they go, who does the CBD oil?
That's our girl.
That's our girl, Letty. And they have stuff for dogs, for people, everything.
Everything.
Everything. Kristen Ross is with Babyerge, and they will pimp out your room, your car, whatever you need with baby supplies when you're traveling to San Diego. Okay? Mm-hmm. So go to Babyerge, babierge.com/Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, 119. Okay, she's also on Facebook. Just go to Babyerge, trusted partner, Kristen R. Shameless Mom Academy is the podcast.
It's a good show.
Where they help you find your identity again after motherhood. Check out the show, okay? I tell you about this every week, so go do it. ShamelessMom.com. That's Sarah Dean's podcast. Also, while I'm telling you about podcasts, the Sip and Shine podcast. They're awesome. They really keep it real. They talk about mental illness. They talk about lighthearted stuff too. They used to be called the Wine and Shout, but they're the Sip and Shine.
Yes.
So go check them out on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Also, the Wayne Foundation. They're a 501 nonprofit dedicated to helping girls out of sexual trafficking, sponsored by our boy Ulysses. We love him. Visit waynefdn.org to help out. Go check out their site. Kate Marengo is an interior designer with Interior Chicago. She's an online interior designer. Go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design and look up for Kate Marengo. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus. She adds the nutrition of 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Clevenger.juiceplus.com or tishclevenger@sbcglobal.net. And
nice.
I'll have more for
Thank
you next
you
week.
Guys. Thanks
you guys
for your
are
support.
Awesome. We love you guys.
All right.
Can't wait to see you in San Francisco.
Yes, we're so excited.
Yeah, we'll let you know as soon as we have a place. We'll let you know and you can buy a ticket. You're a
Thank
parent
you
now.
Guys. Don't F it up.
To the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. Wanna cut me down? I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
gonna drown him out. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.